Hi and welcome to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast, probably episode number 77. If you're listening to this on Spotify, hello, how are you? Congratulations for joining in. If you're listening to this somewhere else, also hello to you. This is the Honest Modern Dating Podcast, where we talk about dating and love in a way that you cannot get anywhere else on the internet. And guess what? It's probably the thing that you look forward to every Saturday. In fact, in the past 77 episodes or whatever, I've only ever missed one, and that was because I needed some me time. So thank you so much for joining today's episode, where we talk about how to be confident, or more specifically, how to not be not confident. Because when it comes to relationships, it's really worth learning how to be confident. Fuck it, when it comes to the rest of your life, it's really worth learning how to be confident. Because if you end up in the wrong relationship, and in the wrong side of town, or whatever it is that you do that makes you feel lack of confident, fuck it, if you wake up out of bed early, or just feel like you're just not really together that day, well, that can have a flow-on effect. And when it has a flow-on effect, well, really, it can be something that's really detrimental to who we are. So please, stay tuned. And if you're new to the podcast, whatever you're listening to it on, can you just do me a favor? Press follow, subscribe, love, comment, whatever there is. Any feedback is good, because it really helps me help you. So thank you so much. And without further ado, let's turn off this non-copyright music. All right, welcome to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your boy, motherfucking Harvey Hook. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how to be confident. And we've sort of been touching on this a little bit more. Before we get into it, I do want to potentially reveal a potential project that I might be hypothetically doing. I don't know. And it's going to be potentially called the Dating Secrets Vault. Now, if you're listening to me and you don't know who I am, my name is Harvey Hook, and I'm going to be your residential friendly neighborhood dating coach for this next podcast. But one thing I'm thinking about doing in the future is what we call the Dating Secrets Vault. And that will be a secret vault, a subscription-based secret vault that will be a place for you, almost like a shopping center. You know when you go to the shops and you're like, oh, you know, do I feel like pasta? Do I feel like spaghetti? That's this another kind of pasta. Do I feel like, you know, chicken? Or do I feel like some soup? And you're like, what am I going to cook? And you sort of have the grocery store is there as an option for you where you can go and you can feel and you can create. Well, I was thinking that the Dating Secrets Vault would be the grocery store for you, where you can go and you can pick and you can choose what you want and need for your relationships. And more specifically, it would be the stuff that I don't reveal anywhere else. In fact, it would be the stuff that when I'm working with my clients one-on-one, or as I call it, the good stuff, that would be there. So if you're interested in that, please let me know, because I'm currently looking for some form of feedback. You can email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. That would be really cool, and it would be gender neutral. So thank you so much for joining this episode. But today we're going to be talking about how to be confident, or more confident, because you're probably a little bit confident. Now, that's the thing that people often forget, that being me included. That confidence is not like an on-off switch. Some people think that they are, I'm a confident person, and other people think, I am not a confident person, that I just lack confidence. And when you're in the thick of it, when you're in the thick of a situation where it's making you feel sort of lack of confidence, what happens is that sort of bleeds. You sort of starting to, most people, not saying it's you, but some people generally start to feel like they are a lack of confidence elsewhere, where it tends to be like a lens that we view the world in. If you're feeling down on yourself, for example, suddenly everything looks down. If you're feeling insecure, suddenly everything you feel makes you feel insecure. It's the lens, it's the vibration, it's the whatever we perceive to be. So what I want to bring across, the idea here, step one to being more confident, is to recognize that there are some parts of your life that you're confident, and then there are some parts of your life where you're you're not that confident. You know, it's worth recognizing, but fuck the ones that you're not that confident. We don't care about that. We don't care about the parts of your life where you're not that confident. What we want are the parts of your life where you are confident. That's the thing that we want. We want to look at that, at those parts. Because, for example, you don't, like, getting a glass of water. Let's just ask you this. Are you confident enough to get a glass of water in your own home? You might say, well, that's a stupid question. Of course I am. It's not even a thing. And to me, that's what confidence is. Confidence is sort of like a standard. When you don't question it, that's how you know you're confident. Or more specifically, you know you're not confident when you do question it. Because when you're not questioning it, you're not even going to be thinking the confidence game. Now, some people will listen to a podcast like this and they're just like, oh, I wonder what's interesting. I want some entertainment. And look at me. Look at my voice. Look how high it goes. Look how low it goes. That's pretty entertaining. But there are going to be some people who will be listening to this with a situation in mind where you're thinking and feeling that maybe in part of your life you're feeling like you're not that confident, and in another part of your life that you feel like you do, you are that confident. What I find with most people is that when we feel like we're not that confident, what that actually means is we're forgetting the times where we are, and we're also not practicing confidence. So what I mean by the forgetting the times where we are, well, that's sort of why I sort of mentioned the whole drinking water thing, you know? And I said in your home, because some people listening to this might not be confident to drink water in other people's home. They might say, can I have a glass of water? Or they might feel really shy about it. So we have to recognize that there are some things that we are confident about. For example, there was probably a time, and I really hope that you got over this. Are you ready to hear what it is? But there was probably a time in your life where you weren't confident to tie your shoes. But what did you do? You practiced it. You practiced it, you practiced it, you practiced it, you practiced it, you practiced it. And now you're not questioning, can you tie your shoes? You just do it because you want to go out the door and you want to go for a run. It becomes part of the process. And that's a big theme. I need to write that down. Part of the process of what we're going to be talking about. Now, some people listening to this, because I'm a dating and relationship coach, I'm going to be coaching you through your dating life and relationships and may have amazing sex love and all that crap. But it's, remember, when we get stuck in something, for example, some people have a certain social, they're working on their confidence in their socialness. So what might happen is that they might feel things like, oh, you know, I'm just really shy talking to people. And they get stuck in that first part of the process, which is the starting the conversation. But really, what about the rest of the process? So another example of what I'm trying to get across here, or what I am getting across here, is a relationship. Now, I often encounter people who are afraid, or they would lack the confidence in, afraid to say, start a conversation with someone that they're interested in. But we have to remind them that it's only a conversation. It doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of your relationship, but it's sort of like snakes and ladders. You know the snakes and ladders, you roll the dice and you're like, you move your little character along the thing, trying to get to 100. Everyone is so obsessed about getting to 100, right? That we forget that we can play the game as many times as you want. Or imagine if you were afraid of rolling the dice just because you think you might go down a snake. Who cares? You go down a snake, you can continue going. So the main contention of this podcast that I want to get across to you as you are listening to this with your ears is that confidence is something that you can practice. In the same way you practice all the other emotions, and this might be a paradigm shift for you, and I want you to hear the words that I'm saying. Is the same way that we practice all other emotions. You practice happiness. You practice sadness. You practice fearlessness. You practice being afraid. And you practice being healed just as much as you are practicing being, or like healing. And it's the vibration, it's the focus, it's the whatever we focus on that is extremely, extremely important. And if I do the vault, you're going to learn a hell of a lot more about this. So stay tuned or let me know. But we practice these vibrations. And so this is why confidence is super important to be conscious of. Because you can be in the wrong relationship and practice lack of confidence. You can be in the right relationship and practice confidence, and that can bring you to other situations, other people, other whatever, life, job, promotions. That's why some of my clients, they get the promotion. They make more friends. They have more encounters and they feel better about themselves, and some then go start working out more. It's because of what we practice emotionally then brings us more of that. And this is why I say to people over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. If you're practicing being hurt, you get good at it. If you practice solving problems, you will always have more problems to solve. So I want to ask you some contrasting questions, because contrasting questions are really good. So the first question I want to ask you is, what feels better? Does being confident feel better, or does doubting yourself feel better? Now, I hope to God you say confidence feels better. But what feels better? Does being confused feel good, or does just not questioning things feel good? Well, I would say not questioning feels good, because look, you might not get the answers, but at least you feel better. What feels good? Does learning about dating and relationships feel good, or does being in the dark feel really good and stabbing in the dark? I don't know about you, but learning about relationships feels really fucking good to me. And so we want to make these distinctions, because our mind is sort of like a scripting language. You know, I've talked about this before. If this, then that. If you listen to the other podcast, you'll learn a hell of a lot more. So please listen to it. What feels better? Not listening to the podcast and being in the dark, or listening to the podcast and having fucking relationship enlightenment. The choice is yours. But our mind sort of works like a scripting language. And it prefers, or our heart prefers, feeling good over feeling bad. And that's the way I feel that people should navigate the world. Does something feel good? Do more of it. Does something feel bad? Don't do it. But you might say, going to work doesn't feel good. Why would I go then? So you skip work for one day. Guess what? Your boss calls. He says, hey, if you skip work one more time, you're probably going to lose your job. Suddenly, skipping work doesn't feel so good. When you learn to trust these instincts, you develop a profound sense of confidence, because you trust your fucking self. If you're always looking to an external source to validate yourself, you will always be practicing looking for an external source, and you will practice lack of confidence. It is very simple. It is very much like that. And doing it any other way will put you up shit creek, or the shit creek that you go up will seem like it's good until you get to the shit water source of that relatively metaphorical shit creek. So confidence, I would argue, if we were to define what confidence is, everyone has an idea in their head. Oh, I know that person looks confident. That over there, that in the crowd. That person looks confident. And often confident people are the people that everyone want to be with, or everyone wants to be. You know, those people that shine. Confidence, I would describe as, is a being in a state of energetic flow. Energetic flow, meaning that there is very little time between your thoughts and the things you manifest. Very little time between the thoughts and things you manifest. Being very little that is in the way of your thoughts and the things you manifest. For example, you're in a bar and there is a cute, sexy someone just chatting to their friends. And you think, I want to talk to that person. Which, by the way, is an amazing skill to develop, because what feels better? Being afraid to talk to that person, or not fucking worrying about it and knowing that you have the ability to connect with anyone that you want in any capacity that you want? What feels better? Even if it's delusional, let's put delusion on the shelf. What feels better? So you're imagining yourself in this situation and there's that sexy someone. Well, if you're in a state of flow, there is going to be very little that holds you back from talking to that person. very little that stops you from engaging that person. And more importantly, very little that stops you from shining in front of that person. And it's this energetic shine that flows and connects us with that human. And that's how you make an impact. Because in a bar, because in a space where you're connecting with someone, fuck it, online dating, there is an army of people. There is a literal army against you. How many people are there on the human planet? I don't know, something billion. I could look it up. I'm not going to look it up. There are that many people. And you are quite, like, here's the thing. Like, I want to throw both schools of thought here. You are competing with everyone else on the planet. And also simultaneously, you're not. So let's talk about this a bit more. You're competing with everyone because if you don't stand out, if you don't shine, you're part of the masses. If you've ever wondered why someone has ghosted you, it's because they were like, this was a fun ride. This was good, but it wasn't great. This was a joyous thing, but, you know. Or if you've ever been loved and, loved and left. Someone slept with you and left you. It's because they could not emotionally, this is the truth. You got to, the best study life is how it is. It's the fucking naked, honest, modern dating truth. Is that they could not distinguish you from anyone else that they were with on an emotional level. For example, here's the thing, right? We have certain parts of our brain that puts aside certain people. Like, for example, my mother will often use my sister's name or my brother's name to refer to me. She will get us all confused, and then she'll use my name to refer to my brother or sister. It's because she holds a special place in her heart for her kids, and we all occupy that, if that makes sense. So if you've ever had someone confuse names, it's because it's a very similar loving space. It's the brain distinguishing, oh, it's love, this is where I get love, this is where I express love, oh, it's this, oh no, it's not that person, it's that person. So it's not wrong, it's not bad, but what happens is the brain holds these parts together. You have to recognize this. So if there is nothing that stands out about you, then you are going to be in that same space that the rest of humanity holds. And we all know how everyone feels about the rest of humanity. Just walk through a city. There are too many people for you to engage with. I'm the crazy motherfucker that makes fucking eye contact and smiles and says hi to fucking everyone that I meet. And even that is exhausting if I walk through the middle of the street. And so part of me has to be like, okay, these are the people that I speak to. These are the people that I don't. And I'm the most social person that you'll fucking meet. So what happens when you don't stand out? You fit in. And there was the Dr. Seuss quote. Why do you try so hard to fit in when you were born to stand out? Why do you try so hard to fit in when you were born to stand out? So this is why we shine. This is why we remove resistances. This is why we want very little response time between the thoughts that we have and the things that we manifest. And the things that hold us back are what we call resistances. If you don't know what that is, I'm about to tell you. And if you do, welcome to the best refresher course that you're ever going to have. And very simply put, a resistance is something, a vibration, something that holds us back. For example, in the bar situation, someone, that sexy someone that you want to talk to. Look, they've got amazing hair, amazing body, and they look like a really cool person. And then you start to think, oh, but they're busy. Bam, you're out. You lost it. You're done. You're fucked up. You're out. That's a resistance. Then you have the situation where you're like, oh, but look, they're having a good time. I'll probably demean from their time. Bam, you're out. You fucked it up again. You've destroyed the encounter by bringing your bullshit with you. Leave your bullshit at home. No one needs it. You don't need it. Bury it. Put it away. Set it on fire. Your bullshit does not help you. And by bullshit, I mean resistances. They're the thoughts that no one cares about. They're those thoughts that is like, I'm ugly. I'm overweight. I don't feel so good. I'm tired. It might all be true, but does it help you to think about it? My answer would be, or my guess is, probably not. Does it help you to think, oh, I just get out of bed really slowly? Does it help you to think, oh, I just can't live without coffee? Does it help you to think, I'm a little bit overweight, they won't like that? Does it help you to think, I'm not enough? Does it help you to think, oh, I shouldn't say that? Probably not. If you're listening to this podcast and you feel like you've been slapped in the heart by my words, there is a profound truth here. And that is the bullshit thoughts that you say about yourself, and I'm not the first human to say this, but the bullshit thoughts that you say about yourself will not get you where you want to go. If you've ever heard of the situation, and maybe this is you, and I can't remember if I've spoken about this before, but who cares? Because I know you love listening to it. Have you ever been in a situation where every time you want someone, you just can't get that person to like you, to want you, to be around you? But every time you don't want someone, suddenly everyone likes you and everyone wants you? It's because when you are interested in that person, you activate a resistance. You're like, you're interested, then you've conditioned yourself to be like, I like that person, I'm gonna fail, here's 10 reasons why I'm gonna fail. But then on the other end, someone likes you and you go, oh, I don't like them. And so you don't trigger those thoughts. Remember, the mind is like programming language. If this, then that. If person comes along, then freak the fuck out. That's what most people do, and that is not what you are going to do. And on the other hand, we have the person that comes, if person is interested in me, then don't give a fuck. And then what happens is you're not activating these thoughts, these negative resistances. Now, what do we do about it? How do you get rid of resistances? Well, first of all, talk to me. Schedule a call. Book a call with me. Email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. I no longer do Skype. I no longer do fucking email coaching. I no longer will answer your questions on Facebook or Instagram, because that does not get as much results as I'd like with you, specifically you. So if you specifically want help or want to have the relationships you want, which I know that's you, then the best thing is to schedule a call. And then after that, I will probably put in the Dating Secrets Vault, which will be my super exclusive mega vault where I put in stuff that I never put elsewhere. This is the stuff that when you're in a flow state, you do automatically. And if you do it, you'll bring yourself into that flow state. Isn't that nice? So we've been talking a lot about confidence and resistances and things like that. So how does this all tie together? Well, if you get out of your own way, you'll probably be where you want to be. And so I want to ask you that question. Where would you be if you didn't hold yourself back? Who would you be friends with? Who would you be dating? Where would you work? Where would you be living? How would you feel? More specifically, would you feel good? Would you feel free? Would you feel open? Would you feel powerful? Would you feel unleashed? My guess is yes. But if you've held yourself back, if you're in a situation where you feel stuck, if, by any chance, we've got to cue some non-copyright music, if you want more, then we have to talk. Because we have some mood music now. Life is easy. Life is the easiest thing you'll encounter. And some people will disagree. Those people who disagree are the ones who've practiced being in a stuck situation. They've practiced being stuck. They've practiced being hurt. And so that way someone comes along and we get used to being hurt. But I want you to say it with me now. No more. No more pain. No more frustration. No more anxiety. No more fear. No more being broken. No more breaking other people. To be the best thing that ever happened to someone else, and to also be the best thing that happened to you. I want you to say that this is what I want. If you're driving in a car, be that crazy person who yells out in the car with me. No more. Say it with me. No more. No more shit. No more frustration. Say it with me. I am unleashed. I am unleashed. I am free. I am open. I am powerful. I am loved. Loved in the way that I want to be loved. Not by the people that I barely can be around, but the people that I want to be around. I am who I want to be. I'm always who I am. I will always be who I am and nothing less. I will say what I want to say and I will not contract. That there is nothing left for me but to be me. And that everyone wants that because everyone else needs me to be me as an example of what it's like. And if you want more of this, make sure to subscribe, follow, whatever it is on your relative platform. Email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com. We will schedule a call and keep an eye out for the potential Dating Secrets Vault. This has been the Honest Modern Dating Podcast with me, your boy, motherfucking Harvey Hook, dropping truths, revealing how love works and how easy it is. Because love is simple. Dating is simple. People invented games because they thought it was too hard, and then they told you it was hard. But I'm here to tell you it was easy. So thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next week.